Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from a really fun new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. This is our first humor collection. And I have to say that even when I was reading a story for the third time during the editing process, I still found myself laughing out loud. So I'm excited to share a couple of these stories with you today, and they are hilarious. One is about a cat and one is about a dog. In our first story, Kathleen Gemmel relates that she was taking care of her neighbor's two cats while her neighbor was away. And one day, Kathleen was over there putting out the food for the cats when she had quite the scare. She heard a loud meow that seemed to be coming from behind the stove, and she could only find one of the two cats, so she was really worried. Had the other cat somehow crawled behind the stove? She couldn't figure out where the sound was coming from. Was it in the wall? Was it inside the back of the stove? Was the cat hurt? She tried calling her neighbor's cell phone, but her neighbor didn't answer, and her voicemail was full too. So Kathleen didn't know what to do. Her neighbor's cat was missing, and there was a meowing sound coming from the wall, so she called the fire department. And they said they didn't have any real emergencies at that moment, so they would send someone. 15 minutes had passed since Kathleen heard the missing cat make that meow sound, and now while she was waiting for the fire department to arrive, she heard the sound again, and it was definitely coming from the kitchen wall. That poor cat was somehow stuck inside the wall. Two extremely fit and handsome firemen arrived, and Kathleen had to force herself to stay focused on the welfare of the cat instead of checking out the firemen. And then after a while, all three of them heard the meow again. One of the firefighters agreed that it sounded like it was coming from the wall, and they talked about opening up the wall. But Kathleen said it wasn't her condo, and the firefighters said they would need permission from the owner. But of course, we know there was no way to reach the owner as she wasn't answering her cell phone. So then they thought, okay, let's try something else. And they shook the kibble in the food dish, thinking that the cat had somehow gotten into the wall so it could probably get out of the wall, and maybe the sound of the kibble would entice the missing cat to come out from hiding. And that worked. They heard another meow, but then they realized it was coming from behind them. They turned and found both of the neighbors' cats standing there looking at them. So who was trapped inside the wall? And then one of the firefighters looked at the clock hanging on the wall that the stove was up against. This clock had 12 cats on a disc on its face. And one of the firemen advanced the clock to the next quarter hour. And sure enough, the clock went meow. Mystery solved.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sue Ellen Sanders had her embarrassing moment with a dog, namely her own dog, on her wedding day. She had gotten married that evening, and that was not without its drama because her veil had caught on fire when she and her new husband were lighting the Unity candle, and he had had to put out the fire. And then it had poured even before they left the church, so everyone got soaked. But they had a great time at the wedding reception anyway. And then when Sue Ellen and her husband got home at midnight, they were happy and ready to fly off to their honeymoon in the wine country the next day. But there was a big problem. As they opened the front door, their Australian shepherd dashed outside. So they quickly put down all the wedding gifts that they were carrying and they chased after her. Sue Ellen was in her wedding gown and her groom was in his fancy suit. Sue Ellen says, "And that's why my husband and I spent the first hour after our wedding reception, tired, wet, and more than slightly drunk, running around the neighborhood calling desperately for a dog named Honey. They finally found her sopping wet and brought her home, but Sue Ellen still wonders what her neighbors must think of that bride in a wet, muddy wedding gown who was roaming their neighborhood late one night calling out, 'Honey, please come home. Honey, where are you?'" I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is the Best Medicine. You can learn more about the book by heading over to our website, chickensoup.com. Click on the podcast button there. You can also pick up or order a copy of this book at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Amazon, Kroger, Meijer, and wherever else you like to get your books. Just look for the funny alpaca on the cover. Come back for our next episode to hear two hilarious stories about mistaken identity, also from this new book, our first humor collection.